Wait a minute. I never knew that this story existed. So apparently, there was a teacher. I can't even say this without being totally. I don't even know. I don't have words for this. A teacher was fired for not giving unearned grades. But the silver lining is they won their lawsuit.
From France, politics, culture, religion, what is the vision?
Welcome to Random Thoughts, Rich. I'm Blyden here. This is just insane. I have not heard of this story here. Let's pull this right up. This is insane. So you mean to tell me that a teacher was fired because they refused essentially to give someone who didn't earn a passing grade, and that's a fireable offense? Are you kidding me? Well, guess what? Let's see, where's Farnes? Let's find this people. Guess the demographic of the students, the race of the students. This is why so many black people have no clue how to read or write, because this was clearly, what do you call that thing that they got rid of? What's the word? Not DEI, but I guess it is a DEI thing, because they didn't earn the grade. But the teacher wins a lawsuit after being fired for not giving unearned grades, now running for school board. And I hope that they win. I say they because I'm using they, them nonsense. I just don't know if it's a male or female. I haven't read the article. So that's, until I read the article, I'm saying they because I don't know if it's a male or female. But after winning a significant legal battle against her, so now I know it's a female. So she is running, she's going to run for the school board. After winning a significant legal battle against her former employer for wrongful termination, it's a wrongful termination indeed, a former elementary teacher in Henry County, Georgia, is setting her sights on a new goal. A seat on the school board. She needs to be there. She needs to be there. You need more honest teachers that can get rid of the nonsense. You mean to tell me that you're gonna fire someone for essentially not just giving a black student a passing grade just because they're black? And then what good does that do them when they get into the real world? They're going to go for a job, unless they go to one of these DEI companies. They're not going to get the job, or they'll get the job and they'll fail. You think I want to go to the hospital for surgery and one of the students who was in elementary and went through school and even college maybe on a DEI pass and just give them a passing grade, when I go into the operating room, you think I want that doctor to operate on me? I don't think so. You might as well just dig me a hole and throw me in. Unreal. Unreal. But her goals is set on a fourth seat in the school board. Sherry Mims was fired from Cotton Indian Elementary School in 2017. For refusing to give passing grades, even if students had not earned them. That's insane. Her six-year battle, that's a long time. Her six-year battle against the school resulted in her winning a six-figure settlement from her former employer. Mims is now seeking to effect change by securing the school board seat. She says back in 2017, an assistant principal wrote a note to her telling her not to give students grades less than 60. That's insane. So the assistant principal is saying not to give students a grade less than 60, even if they didn't turn in any work. So you mean to tell me I could just go to school, smoke dope, skip every single class, and get a grade of a 60? That's what it is. That's what Mims said. That's how she described it. Mims also, she says, after she complained, her contract wasn't renewed. She sued and won. I knew I was being retaliated against, she said. The jury ordered the district to pay her six figures in monetary damages for retaliation. It has to pay her attorney fees, and most importantly, it had to reverse her non-renewal. She says that non-renewal was keeping her from getting a teaching job. So they blackballed her. That's what happened to me in the industry of when I worked as I used to install high-speed internet. I can't think of the exact name. But ViaSource, this is when I lived in Connecticut, ViaSource, they had this thing where they called road crew. And at the time, the road crew, you know, I'm a single guy, I'm gonna suck up all that money. You know, it was a big mistake trusting a friend, and I believe that's how Zeus got so sick and died. Essentially, they didn't have these app services of, you know, what do you call it, like I can't even think of the name of them right now, but they didn't have these services where you can hire someone to go do that. Why can't I think of the name of these things? My phone is not with me. But anyway, trusted him, and because they wouldn't let me bring my dog on road crew, because I was, who knew where I was going to be? We're living in Queens in a hotel there, and the ViaSource, they were foul. They were essentially having us, for lack of a better word, you know how they say, bar hopping? We were hotel hopping. They would run up a tab and wouldn't pay, then we'd be kicked out, and we'd go from hotel to hotel. Unbelievable. They were unethical, is what I'm saying here. But anyway, I was on road crew, and then 9/11 happened. I remember it to the day. I remember I was pretty close to that area, because I service in homes in Manhattan, and I was just, it was a panic, and you're seeing all these things happening before your eyes. And they started to see the writing on the wall via source. They said, listen, guys, we've been on road crew for 2 years now. You have to make up your mind. You're going to have, because it's costing us too much money, so you're going to have to relocate to New York or come off of road crew and go back to Connecticut and not have a job, I think, because I think they were moving more towards that way, because I want to say ViaSource was out of New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken. But they were foul, man. They were horrible. I didn't do it, but they said to me, you know, when I told them that the hotel is telling us that the bill haven't been paid and they're kicking us out, they're saying, why don't you put it on your credit card for now? Are you crazy? I'm not going to put it on my personal credit card and run up a bill. Are you nuts? But anyway, so 9/11 happened. I, in a panic, I drove their truck back to Connecticut, and I told them, in light of all the things that are happening there, that I can't work for the company and relocate. And they said, you bring this truck back to New York right now. They didn't even care about my welfare or the stress of of what I saw before my eyes with 9/11. They didn't care. And they cursed me out. I said, you know what? You know where I live. Come and get your truck. And from ever since I got blackballed, I try to get back into that industry with other companies installing high-speed internet. And it didn't happen. I did not get back in. So I was blackballed, so I could understand this teacher being blackballed or blacklisted. What is that? I don't know about blackballed. Being blacklisted, I could see it. So that's a good thing. And someone had tweeted or X, whatever you want to pronounce it, black.educator.conservative, Henry teacher fired for not giving students unearned grades, plans to run for school board after she complained, and we just read all that. So there she is right there. There she is. An honest woman, unlike Fanny Willis and the other chick from New York. I can't, LaQuisha, I like to call her because she ghetto. LaQuisha Ghetto James. So the former teacher defended her actions, asserting that nobody can make me believe just giving out grades is helping any student. Of course, it's not helping the students. As I said before, it's not, when they get out into the workforce, that's not going to help them. So you did the right thing. You stood your ground. You stood your ground. This case highlights an often overlooked issue in many school districts, especially those in predominantly black and brown communities. That's what I'm saying. That's why, you know, it's a lot of people, a lot are seem to be dumb because the school district don't care about them. They don't care about them. They just said, just give them a passing grade, get them out of our hair. We don't care what happens after they leave here. That's what essentially what they're saying there. So, anyway, it happens in mostly black and brown communities. Teachers are regularly pressured to give grades to students who have not earned them to boost the school's numbers. So, see, that's what it's all about, boosting their numbers. How many more teachers are afraid to lose their job or in fear and are just going along? Well, I'm hoping with this lawsuit and knowing that you will win, that more teachers come out of the woodworks and say, this is happening in our school because this is not right for us black students. I mean, for the black students and the brown students, this is wrong. This is not helping them in society. This is not helping them at all. So my advice, if you're a parent that can afford to send your child to a private school that's not going to cheat your child way through, I suggest you send them there if you can afford to. It really is insane. It really is. It's a problem that has persisted despite the fact that it clearly does not help to set these students up for success. It exactly does not. It does not. In Arizona, multiple teachers in the Casa Grande Union's high school district indicated that the administration pushed them to give passing grades to dozens of students so they could graduate. Are you kidding me? Teacher and whistleblower Donna Taylor says the grades of an estimated 50 students from Vista Grande and Casa Grande high schools will be changed to P or passing. There's been a request made by our administrators of our teachers to go back into historically archive grades of seniors who would otherwise not pass and change their grades. That's insane, dude. Unfortunately, it appears many who are in positions of leadership in the school's systems are more concerned about making their school look good. That's what it is. They're concerned about making the school look good, and that's all they care about there. It's insane. So what do you think? Do you think that more teachers should or will come forward now that we know that they will win the battle in court? Or do you think too many teachers are just don't want to push back and they're just going to leave well enough alone and just let students skate through? I mean, that's just a sad situation, man. Sad. Leave a like, share, and subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one.
Random thoughts, politics.